Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a man who was like a meteor on a dark night. And I'm talking to you about Elisha the Tishbite. Here we go, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, where we read, "And Elisha the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, 'As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain in these years, except at my word.'" The times were so chaotic that the kingdom of Israel had seen four dynasties rise in rapid succession. It was a crucial time in Israel's history. It looked as if the worship of the true God might be virtually eliminated in the northern kingdom of the ten tribes. It was a time when the whole nation seemed to be apostate. As it was later discovered, there were 7,000 who had remained faithful to God. But those people were well hidden, and Elijah had every reason to feel alone. At that crucial time in the history of Judah and Israel, the prophet Elijah suddenly appeared, stirring like a meteor on a black night, because he was the dominant spiritual force in Israel during those dark days of Ahab's apostasy. You know, even the name Elijah is a declaration. It means Yahweh is my God. And this shining meteor of a man said to Ahab in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, "There shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word." This was a dramatic demonstration against the pagan god Baal, who was thought to be the god of the weather. Elijah showed that though through his prayers to the God of Israel, Yahweh was mightier than Baal. Elijah was not merely the prophet of this drought in the sense of prayer. He was also the cause of the drought. James chapter 5, verses 17 and 18 makes this clear. It tells us, "Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for those years, 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit." So Elijah revealed the source of his strength when he spoke to Ahab. He said, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand." It is specifically said in James chapter 5, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Yet Elijah showed a strength greater than most of us show in our lives with God. We must pay attention to these two indications revealing the source of Elijah's strength. First, he said, "As the Lord God of Israel lives." You see, almost everybody else in Israel felt that the Lord was dead. But for Elijah, the Lord lived. He was the supreme reality of Elijah's life. Second, Elijah said, "Before whom I stand." Elijah stood in the presence of Ahab, who was a king. But he was the conscious of the presence of someone greater than any earthly king. Gabriel himself could not choose a higher title than to say, "I stand before the Lord." You can find that in Luke chapter 1. Now, it's easy for us to look around us today and to say that we also live in a dark day. Should we not expect that God will raise up new Elijahs today? Men and women of such moral and spiritual strength that they shine like a meteor in the sky on a dark night. So today, remember that Elijah was a person just like you. If Elijah had your weaknesses, then you, with God's blessing and some time for spiritual maturity, you can have his strength. Ask God to work this in you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.